אמר רב יויחנן משום רב שמעון בן יוחאי מיום שבורא הקדוש ברוך הוא עשה עולם. From the day the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world, היה אדם שקורא לקדוש ברוך הוא אדוני. There was not a person that called the Rabbeinu Shalom אדוני עד שבו אברהם אבינו וקורא אדוני. Till Avraham Avinu came and he called the Rabbeinu Shloilam Odoi. Shenema Vayomer Hashem Elokim Bamo Eida Ki Iroshenu. So we see Avraham Avinu called the Rabbeinu Shloilam Odoi. Rashi says Hashem Elokim Kosov Ba'alev Dalet. The Ksiv is, it is written not only the Kri is Adnus, but the Ksiv is also a lotion of Adnus. Before we go into the Pshat and the Gemara, I'd like to tell over a Maise that is brought in the Haggadah Mibeis Halevi, that the Goyin was once shown a Siddur, that the Maitzi La'oyer, the one who published the Siddur, said a Shtik Torah. And the Shtik Torah was as follows. Since Avraham Avinu was Misakin Tfilas Shachetz, and since Avraham Avinu was the first person who called the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Adon, so therefore Tfilas Shachetz starts with the Tfilah of Adon Olam. This was the Uvde, the Avoide of Avraham Avinu, that Kori LaKadosh Baruch Hu Odoi. And the Goyin was Gevaldik Nisragish with this Pshat. It was a Pshat Amiti. What is the Kavone of the Gemore that he was the first person that called the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Odoi? The Meshech Chochme in the beginning of Parshas Bechukosai says as follows. Odom Orishayin called the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with the Shem Havaya. The Medrash says, Ani Hashem, Hu Shmi Shekorali Odom Harishin. Odom Harishin called the Rabbeinu Shel Olam with the Shem Havaya. Odom Harishin witnessed the Bria. He was able to see how everything was created and is controlled from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He was able to witness the Yesodus of the Bria. And the others who were after, who came after Adam HaRishon, Shem, Eber, Meshuselach, they all came with a Kabbalah of Adam HaRishon. And they were able to see from the beginning, from the Yesodus, that the Rabbeinu Shalom created everything. But Avraham Avinu, when he came into this world, he came to a world of Oivdei Avodah Zarah. He came into a world of Kfire. And he was misbeinin in the Bria that we see in front of us. And from the Bria that we see in front of us, he was able to recognize and realize that there is an Odoin on the Olam. That is the Shem Adnus. That he realized that the world is going with a Manig. Yesh Manig Lebirazu. He realized it from the Bria. As the Meshech Chochma says, he was Masig min ha-me'uchar el ha-mugdom. From what one saw later, he was able to see and visualize the Shoyresh and the cause of everything. And that is the Iker, what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants from the Nivroim. The Rashba says that the Kri Hashem of Avraham Avinu was not only that he recognized that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the Odoim and he called him Odoim, but he was mefarsem ad nusoi ba'olam. He made known to the whole world that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the Odoin ha'olam. Let us see Taisvit. Vayhaya Adam Shekaray Adam. Vimtaima Vahoksiv Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. We find that Noach had said Baruch Hashem Elokei Shem. In Mistame Taisvis and the Kasha learned that the Kri was the Shem Adnus. What does Taisvis answer? V'yeshloima dahosom einoi bi'alev dalid shehu loshen adnus. I think Pshat and Taisvis Teretz is that since the Torah did not write the Shem Adnus, the Torah wrote the Ksiv is the Shem Havaye, so the Kavone of Noach was a Kriya of Shem Havaye. And perhaps it could be that the oifen it was pronounced was also a pronunciation of the Shem Havaye and not the Shem Adnus. According to the Rashbe, it's for emphasis with Kashe, because the Gemara does not mean the personal Kriya Shem that Avram called the Rabbeinu Shleilam Adon. It means that Avram was the one that was Mefarsem Adnusai Ba'olam. Vim Taima, so Taisvus asks, Amayloi Maisi Kro, Hashem Alekim Matitenli, Shuhu Kosov Koidem. This Pasuk is written before the Pasuk that the Gemara brought. So why didn't the Gemara bring this Pasuk? V'yeshloima, Sha'parshiyois Loinemru Keseida. The parashis that are written in the Torah were not said in the Seder that they are written. Ve'mugdem u'ma'ucha b'Torah. V'zeh ha'posik de bein ha'psorim oyo koidem l'chem. The posik that the Gemara brings, Ve'yayimar Hashem olekim b'amo eida, that this was said by the bris bein ha'psorim, this posik was said before the posik that Avraham Avinu said, Hashem Elokim Matitenli. V'chein tzorech loymer ha'kochach. You have to say like this. And Taisi brings down mathematical cheshbon. She'arei Avraham hoya ben shivim shona bebris ben apsorim. Avraham Avinu was 70 years old by the bris ben apsorim. V'achar hadvorim ha'ele. And the parash of Achad Vomareila, Nema Achal Milchemes Hamalochim, this was said after the Milchemes Hamalochim, Ki the Perish Rashi be Perish Chumish, where Rashi explains in Chumish, O be Milchemes Hamalochim, Hoyo Ben Ayin Gimel Shonim. By the Milchemes Hamalochim, he was then 73 years old. How do we know this? Sherei Kol Hayomim Shal Sdoim, Nun Bei Shonim. The whole existence of Stoim that originated after the Deir HaFloge, so the whole existence of Stoim was for 52 years. Kedemrine beper kamed Shabbos. Tzei mehem yud beishonim she'ovdu es kedol la'omer v'yud gimel shonim shel merida. The beginning of Stoim was a difficult beginning. The first 25 years were years that they were subordinate to Kedol La'ima, and then they rebelled against Kedol La'ima. Rashi in Shabbos explains that Kedol La'ima was killed in the 26th year. V'nishar miyeshuva chofav shonim, there was left over 26 years shahisa b'shalda. That's Doim lived a life of shalda. So when Stoim was overturned, he was then 99 years old. How do we know this? Because the Haficha Stoim was 1 year before Leidus Yitzchak. Now let us deduct from the 99 years, Shisha ve'esrim shona l'mafreya shel shalva. Let us deduct the 26 years of Shalva, which started with the end of the Mulchome. Nimtzo, so it comes out by the end of the Mulchome, Shem ben Ayin Gimel Shana, he was then 73 years old, the Mulchome Samloch.
Im kein, hoysa parshas bein apsorim, koydem la parshas achar advorim, shalishonim.
So it comes out the parsha of the bris bein apsorim was 3 years before the parsha of achar advorim.
Vohoysa parsha, the parsha of the bris bein apsorim is hayemes veyachshever loitzdoke.
Lakach hevi oisai posik, debemeida shehu mugdam. This posik was said 3 years earlier, and in this posik, this is the first time we see that Avram Avinu kori lakadosh baruch hu odoy. Umizeh, and with this that we explain, that the parsha of Milchemes HaMelochim and the parsha of Bris Bein Apsorim occurred at two different times, and the parsha of Milchemes HaMelochim was Me'ucher, is with this Miyashiv Rashbam a different problem. The Bemokim Echad Mashme Shoyolaylo, the Siv Esfera Keichovim, Ubosa Hochik Siv, and later it says, Vayeshemesh Lovoy, Mashme Shoyoy, Elavada Ishmamino Dishnei Parshis, aimed at two separate Parshis, Volaba Basachas Demru, Vaymugdem Umarucha Betoire. Zukti Gemore Vaita Omarav. Av Doniel loinene elo bishvil Avrom. Doniel was also nene with his tefillah in the schus of Avrom. Shenema va'ato shma likeinu el tefillas avdecho ve'el tachnunov. Vohoyer ponecho al mikdoshcho hashomein leman Hashem. Here Adoniel mentioned the shem Adnos. So the Gemara asks, Leman Chomi Boilei, if he's speaking to the Rabbeinu Shlom, so it would have been appropriate to say Leman Cho, Elo Leman Avrohom Shekoracho Odin, the Schus of Avrohom that called the Rabbeinu Shlom Odin. Zok the Gemara Vaita, Va'omar Rab Yechanin, Mishum Rab Shimon Ben Yechoi, Rab Yechanin said in the name of Rab Shimon Ben Yechoi, Minayin Shemeratzen Leila Odom B'Shas Kasa. From where can we learn out that a person should not be mefaye someone, he should not be meratzim b'shas kasi when he's in a matzav of kash, and nema pona yelechu b'ani chaysilach. As the Gemara had explained before, Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, pshat in the posik is that Rabbein Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, hamtenli, wait, at sheyavru ponim shel zam, and then v'aniach loch. This is not the appropriate time for pious. The Mefarshim ask, it is very interesting, we had the same memre on Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, and there Rabbi Yochanan said it, v'shem Rabbi Yossi. Here again, we have the same memre, and here Rabbi Yochanan is saying it, v'shem Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi. So even though that is not shver, that Rabbi Yochanan had heard both of, that both these Tanoim had said this Roshe, but why is it wichtig to bring down both these Maimorim since there's no nafkemina lahaloche? If it would be a nafkemina lahaloche, so Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that this haloche, not only Rabbi Yossi holds it, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi also holds it. But it would seem there's no nafkemina lahaloche. So the Ben Yoyoda wants to say there is a nafkemina lahaloche. The aloche is that a person who is mechuyev to be mefayis his chaver, he has to go over 3 times and be mefayis him. What will be if he went over bishas he was in kas? So that is what the Gemara is telling us. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us a zman of kas is not a zman pius. So this zman is not oile becheshbin. So he's telling us that this halacha was said by Rabbi Yossi and was also said by Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi. Omar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochoi v'yoyim shebora kodesh boruchu esay lomay. From the zman of Briyas Ha'ilam, Loihoya Odom Shahida La Kodesh Borchu at Sheboso Leya Vohidosai. Shenema Hapam Oide Es Hashem. The Geder of Haido, Rashi says in Chumash, the realization Shenotalti Yoiser Mechelki. the realization that the Tovis that one is receiving from the Rabbeinu Shleilam is much more than one deserves. That is a Hidor. Let us see Rashi. Hapam Oides Hashem Lefi Shero Aso Beruach HaKodesh Leyeso Beruach HaKodesh Yaakov Mamid Shneim Aso Shvotim Veloy Arba Noshim. She saw Beruach HaKodesh, she will have 12 children and 4 wives. Is Kivin Sheyolda Ben Revi. So Alpi Cheshbin, if each wife would have an equal amount of children, each wife should have 3 children. Is Kivin Sheyolda Ben Revi, when she had the 4th child, Hoydis al chelko shol yoyser min hacheshben amegiyala. That this is more than the cheshben that she is deserving of. The Ben Yehoyada brings down a kasha from the Chidah. Why does the Gemara tell us that Leah is the first one that was Moide? Adam Arishin said, Mizmer shil yoyim ha-shabbos toiv lo hoydis la-shem. The Ben Yehoyada answers on this kasha that Adam HaRishon said, Toiv lahaydis l'Hashem. It's a good thing to be moided to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But we don't find that he was moided take. He just was meshabeach the inyan of Eidah. But Leah said, Oide Hashem. She was moided bepoil. And not only was she moided bepoil, she gave her son a name that she should always remember the inyan of Haidah and thankfulness that she is thankful to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Look the Gemara weiter. Reuven, Omar Rabbi Loza, Omro Leah. Leah said, Reu ma bein b'ni leben chomi. See what the difference is between my son, my Becher, and the Becher of Yitzhak. The Ilu ben chomi. The Becher of Yitzchak, Afal gav the midaite zovne le Becherusei. Even though he sold his Becherre on his own accord, it wasn't taken away from him. Dersi vayimker es Becherose le Yaakov. He sold it to Yaakov. It was a Mechira Gemura. Chazu maksiv be. Vayistoim Esav es Yaakov. Esav hated Yaakov. Ursi vayemach ikoreshmo Yaakov yakveni zepa moyim. And here it mentions the 2 avlis that Esav held that Yaakov had done to him. Now, this Gemara is very interesting. The Gemara brings the first posik, vayistayim Esav es Yaakov, that Esav hated Yaakov, and really, the reason of this hatred is because of the brachas. So how does the Gemara connect this with the Becheire that was sold midaitoi shel Esav? What shaychus does the Becheire have with the brachas? The Anna of Yosef explains that the brachas were given to Yaakov because he was the Becher. We see in Pasuk it says, Vayechad Yitzchak Charoda Gedoyla Ad Miyoid. After Yitzchak found out that he had given the brachas to Yaakov, there was a tremendous fear. And Rashi explains, Loma Chorad Yitzchak, what was he afraid of? Shema Oven Yeshbi, Shebirachti Kotten Lifnei Godel. Yitzchak Avinu held this was an avere to give a bracha to the cotton before the godel. Mishanisi seder ayachas. He was mishana the seder ayachas. The bechayer should get the brachas. He is more eligible to the brachas. Hischal Esav mitzayik. So Esav started screaming vayakveni zepamayim. That Yaakov had fooled him 2 times. Oma loy oviv ma'osalocha. What did he do to you? Oma loy es becheirosi lokach. He took my becheira. Oma bekach o yisi meitza v'chore. That's what I was afraid of. I was afraid that you are the becheira. Achshav le becheira berachti gam boruch yiye. So therefore, that is the raya of the Gemara. the whole hatred that Esav had to Yaakov, even though the Pasuk says the hatred was because of the brachas, but the only legitimate hatred that Esav could have for the brachas was only if Esav was still the b'chayr, because Esav also realized that the brachas should be given to the b'chayr. But he felt that he was still the b'chayr. So therefore, the brachas, he was deserving of the brachas, and therefore he hated Yaakov. So that is what the Gemara is telling us. You're not the b'chayr. You sold the b'chayr to Yaakov midaitcha. He hated him for the brachas. That means even though he had sold him the b'chayr, he still felt that he was a b'chayr. Ilu bni in Ruvain, afal gav dal kol cheshok le Yosef le b'chirus aminei. By Ruvain, Ruvain did not sell the b'chayr to Yosef. It was taken away and given to Yosef. Dersiva b'chal lo yitzui aviv nitna b'chayr ase levne Yosef. Afilu hochi loy akne bei. He was not envious. He was not jealous of Yosef. Tchsi vayishma Reuven v'yatzileu meyodo. The Marshon Mesechtes Baba Basra says that the b'chayre that was given to Yosef was also the b'chayre that Yaakov Avinu had acquired from Esav. That's what it says in the Pasuk, V'ani nesati lecho shchem achad alachecho shalokachti miyad ha-moiri becharbi uvekashti. This shchem achad is the b'chayre that he had acquired from Esav. The b'chayre that Yaakov Avinu had acquired from Esav, that gave him the schus to receive the brachas, and that made that he should be able to be moishel over Esav. This koyach was also given to Yosef. And therefore we find that Chazal tell us that Zaroi shel Esav will only be subordinate nimsa rak b'zaroi shel Yosef, because Yosef acquired this b'chayra also from Yaakov. V'afal pikein, there was no envy and no jealousy mitzad Ruvain. The Mefarshim ask that the Gemara that is giving a reason for the name of Ruvain, l'chayre, the Pasuk says a different reason why he was given this name. The Pasuk says, v'atikra shemoy Ruvain, ki omra, ki ro Hashem ba'onyi. So why is it necessary for the Gemara to give a different reason? The Ben Yehuda wants to say that Chazal saw that there's a Yitter Loshen in this Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vatikro Shmoi Ruvain, Ki Omro, Ki Ro Hashem Ba'onyi. Al Piklolo Yadigduk, the second key is extra. It should have said, Ki Omro, she said, Ro Hashem Ba'onyi. So what is the second key? So therefore the Ben Yoda says from this Chazal derived that there are two reasons why she gave him this name. Ki Amra. One reason is Ki Amra, and that is what the Gemara says. Ru'u ma bein b'ni leben chomi. And another reason is Ki ro Hashem ba'onyi. The Goyim says a different explanation on our Gemara. By all the other names that were given to the Shvatim, first the Torah gives the cause why the name was given, and then the Torah mentions the Kriyas Hashem. For example, by Shimon it says, Ki Shoma Hashem Ki Snua Anoichi, Vatikra Hashemoi Shimon. Hapam Yilove Ishi Eilai, Alkein Kore Shemoi Levi. But here it first says the Kriya Shem and then the reason. So Kolchoch Chazal derived from this that there was another reason for the Kriya Shem, Re'u Ma Bein B'ni LeBen Chomi. Dr. Rashi, Re'u Ma Bein B'ni LeBen Chomi,
Al Shem Ha'osid Kora Shmoi. This Kriya Shem was on the Osid of the Osid and Hoga of Reuven. We will then see the difference between him and Esav. Kinamrina Lekamon Shmo Gorin. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rus Mairus. What is the Kashe Mairus? B'nayohu, he wants to say that the Gemara's Kashe is that the reason of this Shem is because it became Nitosev 606 mitzvahs after the Geiris, Keminyan Toru. So the Gemara's Kashe is, so why was she called Rus? Being Magdam the Reish before the Tov, she should have been called Toru, because of the addition of the 606 mitzvahs that she acquired with the Geiris. It's a little difficult to understand the cheshbon of 606 mitzvahs, since Rus was an nekeve, that is potter for mitzvahs asei shazman gromen. Al koponim, the Gemara asks this kasha, what is the reason of the shinuya seder? Amar Rabbi Yochanan shezochso, that she was zoiche v'yotzo mimenu David, she rivol laKadosh Baruch Hu b'shirois v'sishboches. That she was zoiche to have a child, David HaMelech, to have a descendant, David HaMelech, that would be merave laKadosh Baruch Hu b'shirois v'sishboches. Minolon d'shmo gorim. How do we know that Hashem is Goyim? From the Rehites Loshna Gemore, it would seem that the Shem is a Sibbe, is a cause for the Osid. It seems that the Kriyas Hashem is poil on the Koiches of the child that is born. Rashi says, Ruma ben benila ben chomi, al shem ha'osid koro shemoi, kedamrin lakamon shmo gorim. It seems the Kriyas Hashem that is goyrim the potentials and the koiches that the child will have. As I gather, the way Chazal tell us, Avram einoi moilid, Avraham moilid. Omar Rabbi Elozor, the Omar Kro, Lechu, Chazu, Mifalis Hashem, Asher Som, Shamois Boorets, Al Tikre, Shamois, Elo, Shemois. In Sefer Eir Gdayo, Rav Agoin, Rav Gdal Yesho, Zechayne Levroche, he explains this Gemara as follows. In the Shem Ha'odom, there lies in the Shem kol ha-koiches, all the koiches that the person will have, v'hatafkid shel ha-nivra, in the tachlis for why this person was created. All this lies in the Shem. The greatest chulbin, the greatest destruction that one could have, is when he loses his name. He loses the purpose of his creation. And that is Shmomo. Shmomo means destruction. Shmomo means that the Shem got destroyed. His tachlis, his tafkid, is non-existent. So from the word Shamois, Asher Shom Shamois Ba'oretz, Shamois is the opposite of Shemois. Just like Hidvish means that the honey spoiled, that means it is the exact opposite of the tachlis of dvash. Lisharesh is the exact opposite of shoyresh. So shamois is the hepech of shamois. And when one wants to speak about complete destruction, one speaks about shamois, and from that we can understand the chshivas of the shamois. Al tikri shamois elo shamois. Let us see Rashi. Rus ha-mevio, mishum da'ayri b'feirushei ha-shemois. We were explaining the perushim, the explanation of the shemois, noketlo.
Zogt the Gemara weiter. Omar Rab Yochanan, mishum Rab Shimon ben Yochoi, koshe tarbus ro b'soich beishe shel odom, yoisem imelchemes goig u'mogig. It is more difficult to be civil. A tarbus ro, a gidl ro, b'soich beise shel odom and his own family, this is more difficult to be saved than milchemes goy gomogoy. Shenema, it says in the posik, mizmer le David bevorchei bnei Avshalom b'noy. And this matzah, when he was running away from Avshalom, it says, uchsiv basra yashem morabu tzoroi, rabim komim olai. How great the difficulties are to be saved such a matzah, bevorchei bnei Avshalom b'noy. Ilu gabi milchemes goy gomogoy ksiv. Loma rok shegoyim lomim yegorik. Rashi explains. Loma rok shegoyim matayelis lahem. What do you plan to accomplish? Almadov akal hu beinot. That was milchemes goy gomogoy. The ilu morabu tzoroy loiksiv. Mizmer le David bevorchim nei Avshalom b'noy. David HaMelech sang a mizmer when he was running away from Avshalom. Fregt de Gemore, mizmer le David, kina le David mi boilei. This was not a zman of zemer, this was a zman of mourning. Omar Rab Shimon ben Avshalom, Moshe le mohadovor doime, le odom sheyotza olov shtachoy. A person had a shtar choy, he had a pay. Koidem sheporoi hoya otzei. Before he paid it up, he was in the matzav of atzvis. La'ach sheporoi, but after the shtar was paid up, sameach, he was happy. Av kan, David, kivin shom alei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hinini meikim alecha ro mi beisecha. When David was informed, that als einish. The Rabbi Nishlam told him, hinini mekim alecha ro mi beisecha ho yaotze. Omar shem eved or mamzeru, the lechayis alai. Maybe this ro will be an eved or a mamzer. Even the chosed av shalom hu, but when he saw that the ro that the Rabbi Nishlam had meant was av shalom, sameyah. Then he was happy. Mishum hochi omar mizmer. This Gemara is very difficult to understand. Number one, the Yaris Dvash asks Akasha if he was afraid that it would be an eved a mamzer, the leichayis alai, that will not have rachmonis on him. We do not find that Avshalom was any better. Where do we see the rachmonis of Avshalom? Avshalom was also a moiridika arzo. And then there's another difficulty in this Gemara. The beginning does not stem with the end. The beginning, it seems, the simcha was that the chayiv was paid up. And the end, it seems, that the simcha was that it was Avshalom and not an eved or a mamza. The Yaris Dvash says a moiridika beer in this Gemara. There are two eifanim how one can receive an oynish. There's one eifan that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is manish him on this world. This oynish is a dova toiv ma'oid. Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, Simcha la tzadik asayis mishpat. A tzadik is besimcha. When the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is naig with him on this world, b'midas ha-mishpat, he knows that all his averis are being paid up on this world. He will be noki, la'osid lovai. He will not be punished, la'osid lovai. The anshim on this world are minute in comparison to the anshim la'osid lovai. And if an atzadik is zeiche, that he is punished on this world. Simcha la tzadik aseis mishpat. But there is another type of an einish. There is an einish that one finds himself in a difficult matzav, and the Rebbeinu Shalom is kaseide protecting him. He's zoiche to this protection because of his chusim. Sometimes when he's not deserving, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes away this protection, and al pi derech hateva, mu'urois rois happen with him. When the protection is taken away, he's automatically susceptible to all his sonim. This the Yaris Dvash says, then one is not assured that he paid up his chayvis. It just means that he was not zeiche to a special hagona, special protection from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And therefore, al pi derech hateva, the sonim, his sonim were able to be naikim from him. But there is no assurance that with this, his chayvis will be paid up. That is pshat in the Gemara. David HaMelech was afraid that hinini mekim alecha rami beisecha was not a punishment from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Hinini mekim alecha rami beisecha is only that he was now not deserving to have the full protection from all his sonim. And therefore, whoever hates him, would like to do wrong with him, they are now able to do wrong with him. But there is no insurance that with this he paid up his chayv completely. So that is pshat in the Gemara. He knew he has to get punished. He did not know how the payment would be. He was afraid the payment would be la'asid lavoi. The einish would be la'asid lavoi, and then the payment is much greater. When he saw what occurred, when he saw that Avshalom, his son, that was the ra mi beisoi. That was not a natural occurrence. That a son should go against his father with such achzorius. This was not an hogal pi derech hateva. So he saw this was maisei Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam incited Avshalom they should do what he's doing. This is an einish from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So then he was sameach, because then he realized that his chayiv was paid up. It is God very interesting. When the Gemara speaks about types of people who are not merachem, the Gemara mentions an eved and a mamzer. These are people who do not have in themselves midas harachmonis. Perhaps this is one of the many reasons why an Eved and Mamzer are also lovoi b'kahal Hashem. We find the Gemara in Yevamos tells us that David HaMelech asked the Givoinim because the Kahal Hashem is a call of the Rachmonim, and the Givoinim were not Rachmonim, so therefore they do not belong in Kahal Hashem. So since we see that this is the tchune of an Eved and a Mamzer, the Leichayis Olei, so perhaps this is one of the many reasons why the Torah asked them Lovoi b'Kahal Hashem. And perhaps we can give perhaps a deeper explanation. Why is it that an Eved and a Mamzer have these tchunis of loichayis? They don't have rachmonis. Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, L'taive yevakesh nifrod. A person who is a mevakesh taive, his only goal in life is miloi ha-taive, his own enjoyment. He is a nifrat. He is a person which does not care about the feelings of others. He's a loner. He's all by himself. And his whole life swivels around milui ritzonus. This is a nifrat. We find a bia shel ishus brings unity, not preda. V'ahoyu lebosor echot. That brings about unity. The husband and wife unite to the child that is born. That brings about a bia of unity, not of milui taive, brings about greater achdus. V'ahoyu lebosor echot. A mamzer who was born from a bia of e-ishus. That's a bia of znus, a bia of milui taive. He is born a nifrat. He's loichayis. Doesn't bother him the feelings of others. He is not a merachem. And the same thing an eved also, who comes from kedeshus. He comes from inyan of znus. He is mufke from dinei ishus. He is also a nifrod. He is a person that is loichayis al acherim. The pshat of the Yaros Dvash in our Gemara, I think, is merumes in the Zohar HaKodesh that Rabbi Kiveger brings down in Gilyon HaShas. The choshiv David the kutshebarichu solik leichoivoi lahu alme. David HaMelech was under the impression that the choiv would be paid up lo'osid lovoi. Even the chomer dahoche bahay alme boi lemigve minei. From the einish of Avshalom he saw that he'll be able to pay up his chayiv on this world. And this was the inyan of the simcha of the mizmer ledovit. Ha'omar Rab Yechanan mishum Rab Shimon ben Yechoi. Muter lehizgareis bereshoim ba'ilam hazeh. It is permissible to be megare teretz on reshoim on this world. It's a very interesting lashon. The Ben Yehuda asks, no, when should he be mizgare b'rishoyim? La'asid lovoi? Then there's no connection that he has with the rishoyim. They're in Gehenim, and he's in Gan Eden. What is the lashon muter lizgareis b'rishoyim ba'ilam hazeh? So the Ben Yehuda says a very interesting pshat. There are two ways that one could chepe with rishoyim. There's one way he can chepe with them, be'inyonei oylam hazeh. He can punish them, put knosses on them. That could have some success. The difficulty the Roshe is finding himself might be ma'ira the Roshe to better his ways. There's another way how one could be megare b'rishoyim. Could cut them off binyani ruchnias. He can put them in nidui. Can be marchik them. That is not mutter. That is not preferable. This anhoge of richuk would boomerang. It would get worse. It become greater rishoyim. So when we're speaking about giri b'rishoyim, that is only permissible if it is a giri b'inyane oylam hazeh. Shenema oizvei toiro yahalalu resha. The oizvei toiro, they praise the rishoyim. The shemrei toiro yizgarubom. But the shemrei toiro, not only don't they praise it, they criticize it, and they're loichem with it. Tanya nami hochi. We learned in Abaraiser, Rabbi Stoy Berabos and Oimer. Muter liizgaris berishoyim ba'ilam hazeh. It is permissible to be mizgare b'rishoyim b'olam hazeh, shenema oizvei toiro yahalu l'resha. V'imloch ashoch odom loimer. If a person will whisper in your ear and say, how could you say that mutal izgare b'rishoyim v'oksiv al tischar b'amereyim, al tekanei b'yoisa avla. One should not be megare with mereyim, with rishoyim. One should not show kanois with the yoisa avla. Amor loy, tell him, Mishalibai Noikvoi, a person who is scared. Rashi says, Hayori me avere shebiyodoi, Oimer Cain. His fear makes him say a wrong translation in the Pasuk. Hello, you know, you want to know the correct translation of the Pasuk? Al tischar b'mereim liyos k'mereim. Do not be envious of the mereim to be like them. Al tekane b'yoysa avlo liyos k'yoysa avlo. The Oimer, it says in Pasuk, and I'll prove to you that that is pshat. Because the Pasuk says, Eikane libcha b'chatoim, ki'im b'yiras Hashem kol ha'yoim. Let us see Rashi. Oimer came, a person who is afraid, who has fear, he says this translation, this pirish, Meforish al tischa b'mereyim al tiskoitet, don't fight with the Rishoim. Bu'ene came, that is not the correct translation. You shouldn't envy their maisim. Loimer esa kein gamoni. I see their matzliach. I'll follow in their footsteps. There one cannot translate the pasuk al tiskoitetim rishoyim. Don't fight with the Rishoyim. Ki im b'yiras Hashem, yirei Hashem. You should fight with the yirei Hashem. So how do you learn that? Boy, you should not be misgarish, not be miskaitet with this Roshim. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Yachilu derochov b'chol eis. Yachilu, Rashi says, yatzlichu. What? In all times, will be matzliach. V'chaveiroi akein lo yochol tuvoi. V'loyoit, elo shezoiche bedin. This Rosh Hashem is hacheket, lohi zoiche bedin. Shenema moroim mishpotecha minegdoi. Rashi says, moroim mishpotecha minegdoi, musulokim dinecha berichi keimenu. There is no mishpot on him min ha-shamayim. Musulokim dinecha berichi keimenu. The din of the Rabbi Nishlom is rochek from this Roshe. The Ben Yoyoda asks, how could that be? Morim mishpotecha minegdoi. That the din name of the Rabbi Nishlom is mesulak mimeno. This could occur in Bezn Shalmato. They're afraid to punish him. But how can we understand morim mishpotecha minegdoi? The Ben Yehudah answers, he brings this from with that Yesod from the Deres Eliyahu. The Deres Eliyahu says that just like there is an anhoge bebezn shalmato, that if bezn paskins, all the dayonim paskin that one is chayiv, so then we cannot accept this psak. Just like Bebezn Shalmata, there's a din v'shoftu eida v'itziluhu eida. We need dayonim who are mitzaded l'schus. We need dayonim who are mitzaded l'choyv. And then Bezn can pass. And then we go basa reiv deyes. But if there is a unanimous consent that he is chayev, we cannot pass him with this psak. So the Deres Eliyahu says, hu adin bebezn shalmaylo. We also have this anhage. If Bezdin Shalmaila agrees that he is chayev, then that Bezdin cannot paskin. And that is pshat in the pasuk. Keitz kol boso bo lefonai. What is pshat lefonai? That means Bezdin Shalmaila was unanimous that the Deir Hamabu was chayev. So therefore, we could not use them to paskin the shaila. Keitz kol boso bo lefonai. Lefonai means that then the Rabbi Nishlom had to paskin alone, not al yedei bezn shalmaila. By this Rosha, this is also a matziv, that bezn shalmaila agrees unanimously that he's chayiv. So therefore, that Bezdin is Mesulik. That Bezdin can't paskin. Now, normally the case would be, and it should be Bolafonai, then the Rabbeinu Shalom should paskin. But here there's an Hanhoge, Moray Mishpotecho Minegdoi, Mesulokim Dinecho Berochikimenu. The Rabbeinu Shalom, for some reason, also is not interested in paskening yet on this Roshe. He wants him that he should be Matzliach on this world. So that we don't have side the psak of Bezn Shalmaila and side the psak of the Rabbeinu Shalom. V'loi oit. And not only this, Elo Sheroya Betzorov. Shen Emar, Kol Tzairov Yofiach Behem. Rashi says, "Binefichosai who doicha oisam kikash." He can make a way of all his enemies with an aficha ba'alma just by blowing at them; they fall away. So we see moira de katzlocha varosha. So the Gemara answers, "Lei kasha ha bemili didei ha bemili dishmai." If it's private tainus he has against this rosha, then it is preferable, hands off. Don't chepper with him. Yachilu derochav b'cholais. Don't chepper with him. Forget about it. Aha b'mili d'shmayim. But when it comes to inyone shamayim, then you should chepper. Aye, this roshe is matzliach. So that we have a klal shluch mitzvah eino nizoykim. You're going to do a mitzvah, mili d'shmaye, an inyan of Yerushamayim, a dvar mitzvah, divrei teichoche, then you shouldn't be scared. Shulchem mitzvah inyan izokim. Viboy yisayim ha ba ha be mili d'shmaye. By mili d'shmaye, it is also not poshet that one should be mizgare with a rosh. It matters. V'loy koshet. Ha berosha shashah mesacheches loy. A rosha that the shah's mesacheches loy, you see his gewaldic mutzlach. So then stay away from him. Even it is mili shemaya. And the Mrei Misod explains, because shluchei mitzvah ein and ezoiken was only if it is not hezekei motzi. If it is hezekei motzi, then it is, one should not rely on the shmira of shluchei mitzvah ein and ezoiken. Hashom is hacheches loy is hezek emotz. Ha beroshesh, ein hashom is hacheches loy. Ein hashom is hacheches loy. Then, one should be miskare b'mili d'shemayim. Viboy yisayime, ha v'ha beroshesh hashom is hacheches loy. Even a roshesh hashom is hacheches loy, there's also an inyan to be miskare. V'loy kashe. Ha b'tzadik gomor, ha b'tzadik she'ene gomor. The Rami Masada explains this Gemara as follows. We find the Gemara says in Chulin that even though one should fear kshofim, it's makrishin pamalya shalmaila, they have gewaldike koiches, but Rab Chanina ben Doisa was not afraid of them. The Gemara in Chulin explained, Shaini Rab Chanina de Nefishi Schusei. He had tremendous schusim, so he didn't even fear the koyach of kshofim. So the Mrei Masada explains that there is a tzaddik, that his avoide is lemaila minateva. Such a tzaddik has a shmira l'maylo minateva also. So therefore he doesn't have to be afraid of kshofim, which work l'maylo minateva. That is what our Gemara is telling us. He doesn't have to be afraid even of a rosh shashom is hacheches loy, because he will have a shmira l'maylo minateva. There's a very interesting taich that the Ben Yoyoda says on the Pesuk in Mishlei. The pasuk says, "Ki seishev lilchaim es moishel, bin tovin es asher lefonecha." So the Ben Yehuda vataiches this pasuk al pi agemore. Moishel is roshei teves, shah misacheches loy. There's no vav after the mem. Kiseishev lilchaim es moishel. You're going to go and start fighting with a roshe shahashoh misachek es loy. Before you do that, bin tovin, you should understand es asher lefanecho. What is on your face? What does that mean? He brings down that there are certain lines that are on everyone's face. And these lines can tell the zakei ha-ra'is, the pnimius of the Adam, the matzav haruchni of the Adam. Is this person a tzadik gomo? Is this person a tzadik she'ene gomo? Rabban Zecheinu Levracha brings that people were afraid to walk in to the room where the goyin was, to the room where the Arizal was, because they realized he would look at their face. They were an open book to him. He would see exactly their matzav and ruchnius. So that is what Shlaim HaMelech is telling us. Kiseishev lilchem es moishel, you want to be loichem with Hashem Mishach chekes loy. First bin tovin es Hashem l'ponecha. First find out your matzav and ruchnius. If you are a tzadik gomel, then you can do it. If not, forget about it. Doma Rav Huna Maidach Sip, Loma Tavid Boigdim. Chabakuk Taina to the Rabbi Nishlom. Why do you see Boigdim? Tachash, Tachish. You are quiet. Bevala Rosha Tzadik Vimenu. The way the Rosha is swallowing the Tzadik. Vechi Rosha Beleya Tzadik. Is a Rosha Bekoyach to swallow a Tzadik? V'ksiv Hashem lo yazvenu biyodoi. V'ksiv lo yune le tzadik olove. Elo tzadik mimenu boileya. Tzadik mimenu, a greater tzadik than he himself is, boileya. Tzadik gomu, einoi boileya. And let us skip over viboyis eim isham esachekes loishani, because others are not goyres this viboyis eim. A person is keveya mokim l'tfilosoi oivov noiflim tachto. His enemies will fall underneath him. Shenema v'samti mokim la'ami li'Yisrael. V'netativ v'shochan tachto. V'lo yilgazoi. That is in the schus of the simas mokim. Chavune rami ksiv la noisoi ksiv lechaloisoi. We have one pasuk says lo yisifu bnei avlo la anoisoi. They will not bring peronius on him. Aloshen inui. There's another pasuk that says lechaloisoi. So the Gemara says betchilo la anoisoi v'lipsoif lechaloisoi. Rashi, v'samti mokim sefer dekrov le'yesifu b'nei ablo la'noisoi. Siv la'noisoi b'sefer shmur. Siv l'chaloisoi b'dibrei ayomim. B'tchile k'shenivne habayis nivdal menas sheloi la'anois oid oivim li'yisroel. That was the purpose of the bayis, that there would not even be an inui from the oivim. V'sai k'shechotu nigzer aleihem inui u'tfilosa megin aleihem in akiloyen. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omer Rab Yoichanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yoichoi Gedoilo Shimusha Shal Teira Yoiser Milimudo. Shimush Talmidei Chachamim is greater than Limud from Talmidei Chachamim. Shenemar Po Yalisha ben Shofot Asher Yotzak Mayim Al Yedei Eliyahu. Lomad Loinemar Elo Yotzak. The Pasuk does not speak about that Elisha had learned from Eliyahu HaNavi. The Pasuk speaks about that Elisha was Meshamesh Eliyahu. Melamed shegdoilo shimusha yoisa milimuda. The Goyin says pshat that the Indian of Shimush Talmidei Chachamim is that one is able to observe how to paskin halacha lemaisa. One can know many yediyas, but the hechsher, the ability to be able to paskin halacha lemaise, one only observes by being close with a Talmud Chochem, by being kaseida mishamish a Talmud Chochem. That is pshat gedoylo shimusha yoysa milimudah.